When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. Real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast that will get you out of your funk in 10 minutes or less with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online over at 100mba.net. And in today's lesson, you will learn, as today's intro suggested, what to work on when you're just not feeling it. Now, I'm not talking about when you're under the weather, when you're sick. I'm talking about when you're just not motivated, when you feel kind of down. Maybe you're worn out. Maybe you're burnt out. Sometimes when you wake up and it's time to get to work on your business, you just don't feel motivated for some reason. It's not like you don't like what you do or enjoy your business. You just feel like you're in a slump. We all have been there. Luckily, this is temporary, but what do you do on those days? Or sometimes it's only a few hours. In today's lesson, I'm going to discuss how to work into it, what to work on while you're in this state, and how to transition out of it. These practices are tried and true. I've tried them myself. I still use them, so I can't wait to share them with you. So let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by Design Crowd. If you're looking to design anything from a logo to a website to a business card to anything in between, you gotta go to Design Crowd. A typical project at Design Crowd receives 60 to 100 designs from designers around the world. You got different designers competing for your business. You choose the best design and pay one fee, and you can start a project at Design Crowd for just $99. They're hooking up every listener with a VIP discount. Save up to $100 on your next project. Just go to designcrowd.com/MBA. Again, that's designcrowd.com/MBA. So let's get you out of that unproductive state that you sometimes have when you're just not feeling it. Some people will recommend in these times, in these states, just to take the day off or take some time off and you'll feel better tomorrow. I personally do not recommend this because you need to practice. You need to build your resistance muscles. Resistance is a word coined by Stephen Pressfield in his book, The War of Art, that force that stops you from doing great work. So you got to build your muscles to combat that resistance. You can't just take a break every time you feel lazy. You got to be able to overcome it. You got to have a strategy. You can't let it get the best of you. So here's my strategy. First of all, you're going to do some work, but not all work is created equal. For example, the most intensive work I do includes things like recording this podcast. I have to be completely on. I'm thinking, I'm speaking, I'm on the mic trying to deliver my best performance, right? It takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot out of me. Same goes with the webinars. A lot of energy. I'm teaching. I'm live. Same thing goes with recording videos for a course. These things take a lot of creative juices and just overall energy. So I'm going to put these kind of tasks aside for a moment. These high energy, high focus, high creativity, difficult tasks. And I'm going to start my day or start with tasks I can do quickly, small, short tasks I can knock out. So you may want to take a look at a list of the things that you do. If you haven't created a list of all the things you do in your business, you should. It's good to have it on paper. It's good to have it on your screen and see all the tasks you can do. We talked about that in other episodes when you can look at outsourcing things or hiring people for other tasks that are on your plate. But the point here is that you have a list. You know exactly what you can do. And you may want to pick off things like email, Replying to email is something that you can start working on. Email is not a very creative task, it's not a high energy task, but you may want to get ahead and answer all your emails so you're at zero inbox. So you may want to start with a task like that. It's work, but it's not high intensity work, and it's not high value work in terms of the value it adds to your business, but it's still things you need to get done, and it's just something you can get started to get the ball rolling, to get your work muscles going. And you're resisting the urge to just not do anything. That's something, at least. Once you've started and you began with this mechanical task, something like email, you can move on to something a little bit more difficult. Maybe something you're excited about, something that gets you motivated. Maybe that's writing sales copy on your website. Work on that. That has a little bit more of an impact on your business, a little bit more value. But again, you're sitting down on your laptop, you're writing down sales copy, and you're just really just getting your muscles warmed up. At this point, I want you to have at least an hour or 2 hours of work under your belt. At this point, you should feel a sense of accomplishment. You got work done. You didn't just, you know, succumb to the feeling of laziness and not do anything. You worked on some email or something like that, and then you moved on to something a little bit more valuable. At this point, I want you to take a 30-minute break. Grab a bite, have a cup of tea, whatever it is. When you come back from the break, I want you to work on something that you've been avoiding. I know this is the hard part, where people don't want to do this. This is what you were avoiding in the morning. You didn't want to do that. Whether that's recording your podcast or your video or working on your business or working on your product, I should say, or writing a blog post. I want you to work on that, but I want you to take very minimal action. I just want you to get the ball rolling. Get started with it. Tell yourself, okay, I'm going to write this blog post, but all I'm going to do is write the headline and the first paragraph, or one paragraph, wherever that paragraph lies, in the middle of the blog post or whatever. Just tell yourself, that's all I'm going to do. Headline and a paragraph, not the whole post. That's my task for today. And you can apply this to anything else, whether it's a podcast, a video, whatever you're working on. Take the whole task and take just a portion of that task, minimal amount, just so you get something done from that task. Once you've completed that one little something, in the example I gave, a blog post, you have the headline and you have one paragraph written up, ask yourself, can you do more? Can you do another paragraph? Can you do two more paragraphs? You'll find that the answer is probably going to be yes, because one, you set yourself up with just a starting point. You got the ball rolling. Sometimes the hardest thing about doing a task that you're feeling lazy about is just getting started. Once it's started, you're motivated to finish it. So keep chipping away as much as you can. Do another paragraph, do another part of that task. Now, on a normal day, you'd bang this out no problem. You would finish the blog post and you'd feel great. But sometimes you're just feeling a little down. You're not feeling motivated. And you're understanding that that's what's going on here. You're recognizing that fact, but you're still asking yourself to get some work done. This is why I'm going through this exercise with you. It's better for you to get something done than nothing at all. Keep working on that task that you've been avoiding as much as you can for that day. And even if you don't finish it, I guarantee you the next day you'll be motivated to finish it because it's already started. It's ready to go. So again, when you're feeling this way some days, start with a menial task like replying to emails, something mechanical, something that's not going to take a lot of energy. Up it a little bit more. Do something that maybe motivates you, that you're excited about. Maybe something that's going to be developed down the line. Sales copy for a product that's coming out in a few months. And then attack head on after a break for 30 minutes what you've been avoiding. But just do the bare minimum to get the ball rolling. Do a portion of that task. Then ask yourself, can you do more? Do another portion. Do another portion. Even if you don't finish that task that day, the next day you'll feel better. You'll be motivated to finish the task. Guys, I got more on today's topic. But before that, let me give love to today's sponsor, Design Crowd. Design Crowd was founded in 2008 by two university friends, Alec Lynch and Adam Arbolino. They started it from their home in Sydney, Australia. Today, Design Crowd has a team of 50 staff across three offices in Sydney, San Francisco, and the Philippines. They have 500,000 designers from around the world and have completed over $30 million in crowdsourced design projects. But Design Crowd started as a very small business just like you, and they know how important great graphic design, whether it's a logo, a business card, or a website, matters to a business's brand. They make it easy for you to get the best designs with their crowd sourcing. Get your next design with Design Crowd and save up to $100 on your next project with their VIP discount. Just go to designcrowd.com/MBA. Again, that's designcrowd.com/MBA. A big part of getting out of your funk is realizing that you are in a funk, you are not feeling it, but also committing to the fact that you still have to get something done. You can't succumb to those feelings. And also understanding that it's going to happen. You should expect this to happen. We're not machines here. We're going to feel great some days. We're going to feel all right a lot of days. And some days we're going to feel a little bit out of it. We're not going to feel as motivated as we always do. So recognizing that fact and saying, hey, I got to have a strategy when those days come. I need to get things done. I might not get as much done or make a huge impact in my business on those days, but I'm not going to let that day go to waste. I'm going to be committed to, you know, doing things regardless of how I feel. Now, I know that doesn't jive with a lot of people, but the bottom line is that entrepreneurs that are really successful are those that can commit, that can stay consistent, that can keep moving forward and have the strategies to keep moving forward, regardless of if they're feeling 100%, 90%, 75%. If everybody just took a day off every time they didn't feel 100%, things just wouldn't get done. So I encourage you to keep this in mind and to use this strategy. I'm not saying you have to be invincible. Of course not. This is the whole point of this lesson, is recognizing the fact that this will happen and this is just natural. But what are you going to do about it is what's going to define you as an entrepreneur. All right, guys, I hope that helps, and I hope you love the $100 MBA show in today's lesson. If you did, let us know in an iTunes rating and review. By leaving us an iTunes rating and review, let us know how we're doing, and you also enter our weekly random draw to win a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. That's lifetime access to over 180 video lessons, interviews with experts, our Facebook private group, workbooks, a whole lot more. And we give it away every single Friday. We call it Free Ride Friday. We do a weekly random draw to somebody who's left us an iTunes rating and review. Our way to say thank you for showing us love. All right, guys, that's it for me today. But before I go, I want to leave you with this. Coincidentally, today was one of the days I felt like I was in a funk. Full transparency here. But I worked my way up to the point where I can get to the mic, where I can say, yes, I need to get this recording done, or recordings, because I record more than one episode at a time. And I started my day with some email, with some tasks I had to do, some pending things, replying to people, updating my team on what's happening, talking to my developers over at Webinar Ninja to see what's happening there, some management, some low energy, low creativity tasks. And I finally worked my way up to the point where it's like, okay, I'm ready for this. I got to go and record because I need to stay on schedule. I got to stay committed. I told myself the things I needed to hear to motivate me to stay committed and stay the course. I'm so happy I did. So even somebody who's been doing this for a very long time gets in these feelings, gets in these funks. So don't worry about it. Recognize this is going to happen. Have a strategy. Keep moving forward. All right, guys, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.